Right around the time I first started working with LDW, I dated a guy with a very dirty, sticky secret. He was a splosher. A splosher is a person who gets an erotic thrill playing with food. The stickier, creamier, gooier, the better. I always laughed at this guy because his eyes would dilate and he'd get all dazed whenever I so much as mentioned ranch dressing with a little suggestive curl to my lip. Needless to say, I was constantly fucking with this guy. When have I ever been able to pass up a mindfuck opportunity? Never. That's when. Imagine my delight when one of my little Skype cuties confessed his own sticky, dirty secret. Little did he know that I have an entire list of goo I'd like to rub all over his body. I was even more delighted when my little foodie told me he wanted to have a little splashy Skype date. He informed me that he'd gone out and bought 2 of those frozen boxed cakes. You know, the ones that are soggy and unfit for eating, right? Well, they're perfect for rubbing all over a dirty food boy's body. My Skype cutie thought of everything. He called me while sitting in his kitchen floor on top of plenty of plastic. We got right down to business and started messing him up. Imagine how sexy it felt for him to sit on a big slice of cake, all the crumbs and frosting ooey gooey up his ass crack and around his balls. Finally, my naughty cake boy fucked the coconut cake. Yep, he stuck his cock right in the cake and fucked it like he meant it. Let's just say he had no problem gobbling up his own cum while scooping up mounds of cake and eating it at the same time. Gee, all this talking about food has gotten me hungry. Who's up for some sexy splashing? Maybe we should do some banana pudding this time. This is Mistress Piper. If you enjoyed this audio, head over to my blog at yournaughtylover.com. Or, if you have to talk to me right now, give me a call at 800-356-6169. I'll talk to you really soon.